Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On July 29th, 1981, nearly 1 billion television viewers in 74 countries tune in to witness the marriage of Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, to Lady Diana Spencer, a young English schoolteacher, in a grand ceremony at St. Paul's Cathedral. Let's listen.
Oh, this is the happiest day of my life.
I know, Charles. I'm so happy.
Do you, Prince Charles?
Yes?
Take this person
yes?
to be your lawfully wedded spouse.
Yes.
Being a citizen of the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it.
How do you want me to prove it?
Don't you have your passport, darling?
Oh, yes, right here. Wait. I knew I had it in these pants.
Sorry, we can't make
you
exceptions for the prince.
No, I have it right here. Oh, God, no.
Well, Lady Diana, it looks like you're dating a foreigner. Why don't you get engaged to an Egyptian now?
I see. You're right. Charles, if you're a foreigner, you're no good for me.
No.
Goodbye.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm the real Prince Charles, so says this passport I just found, and I'd like to marry my bride now.
Why? It
Prince
looks...
Prince Charles!
That is Prince Charles's passport, even if his photograph is scotch-taped over a photograph beneath it.
I'm the real Prince Charles!
Come on, darling, let's get married.
Okay, you're married! Everyone in Britain is happy!
Hurrah!
Oh, bugger!
Hurrah.
It was 3 years before the imposter was revealed, just illustrating how dangerous it is to lose your passport. Passports are very important documents. They prove what country you're a citizen of, and especially are important when you're traveling overseas, like he was, except that he was in his own country, but there you are. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.